Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me this morning. It is the Monday morning after Thanksgiving holiday, and we are heading headfirst into the holiday season. I'll give you a quick rundown of all the holiday festivities happening this week. There are many. I'm going to tell you about the final North American show from a legend who is calling it a career after more than 50 years on the road. And I'll tell you about another music legend who issued an apology last week after it was revealed that he had faked his autograph on a series of special edition versions of his latest book. Plus, we've got our usual features, Phil's Pick, our one-hit wonder, all ahead in the next hour. So thanks for joining me right here at 91.5 WMFO.
She. No, no, no. So I know what I'm gonna do.
The band is Space Hog. That would have made a great one-hit wonder. I think I might have done that like a year or two ago. I don't remember. But they had that one album in 1995. It was called Resident Alien. And did not hear much from Space Hog after that. The song was called In the Meantime. And we heard the Electric Light Orchestra from their 1977 album Out of the Blue. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, good morning. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving holiday. If you were lucky enough to get all 4 days off, as I was, and hope your travels weren't too stressful. You know, you see all those clips from the airports and everyone's going crazy. I managed to avoid the traffic. I drove down to the New York area, and I hate traffic. I'm getting less and less tolerant of traffic as I get older, and I'm getting more cranky on the road. And so Wednesday night, I woke up at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I said, you know, why would I lay here with my eyes wide open, staring at the ceiling, and then, you know, hit the road in 4 hours and get stuck in traffic? So I actually left. I left my house at about 3:30 in the morning, and I flew down there, and I got there around 7 o'clock, had a little breakfast, fell asleep, and so I feel like I beat the game. Although, if you think about it, I did get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, which was not great, but it was better for me than sitting around in traffic. Anyway, like I said, I hope you had a great one. And now that Thanksgiving's behind, we are officially immersed in the holiday season. We've got 4-week countdown to Christmas and then New Year. And there are a bunch of things going on around town that you might be interested in hearing about. For example, tonight at 5 o'clock, there is the tree lighting at Copley Square, which is always a nice way to kick off the season. Then tomorrow, the tree lighting at the USS Constitution. The festivities start there at about 3:30 in the afternoon. And then on Thursday night is the big one, the Boston Common tree lighting. That'll start at 6 o'clock. And then finally, on Friday night, light up the seaport, which is kind of a newish event, but really fun. And so if you needed to get kind of jump started into the holiday season, great opportunities for you to do it all over the place this week. Well, let's turn to the music now. It is time for Phil's Pick. My friend Phil from Watertown picks out music, and he just sent me a new batch that I have been combing through. Let's hear what Phil picked out for us this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is New Star by Watch House. Watch House is a band that was formed in Chapel Hill, North Carolina in 2009. Rolling Stone called their third album, Blind Faller, one of the best country albums of 2016. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
We settled in for the winter, casting our lives, found a new star, and all of our remaining hours were bundled up tight, placing our arms. Someday we'll be older, our eyes may cry. Be my former, steal away, remember. At least we're all here our way as a teacher, stumbling along, a little unrested. If only one lesson could reach her, she'll know our love could never be tested. Someday she'll be older, our eyes may cry. What's become of me and my former? Steal away, steal. together. We settled in for the winter, casting our lives, found a new star.
Sounding very 80s, that is Sammy Hagar in his pre-Van Halen days, Your Love is Driving Me Crazy, from his 1982 album, Three Lock Box. And we heard Watch House before that, the band New Star was the song, and that was Phil's pick here on Rock of Ages this morning on WMFO. Good morning, Ron LaRussa here with you. Thank you for joining me. We'll be here till 9 o'clock this morning, as we are every week during this time slot. Playing the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock of the 70s right on through the pop rock of the 2000s and today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up listening to were still around today. Elton John is currently performing what he's calling his last tour. Despite the fact that many artists announce that this is their last tour and then they take it back, Elton hasn't been one of those, and so it's likely that he really is going to hang them up. The tour is being called Farewell Yellow Brick Road. Last week, he performed what will be his last ever concert in North America at the LA Coliseum, and there were many special guests at the show, including Kiki D, who joined him on stage for Don't Go Breaking My Heart, which must have been kind of cool. With the North American leg of this tour wrapped, Elton will now set his sights on 2023, where he'll perform final shows in Australia, New Zealand, Europe, and the UK. And as it stands right now, his current final show, final, is scheduled to take place on July 8th in Stockholm, Sweden. There are going to be a lot of accolades for Elton John as he winds up his career. He's become this elder statesman now, and it's easy to forget just how popular he was as an album rock radio artist in his heyday in the 1970s. Literally, there was Elvis in the 50s, the Beatles in the 60s, and for a while, Elton John in the 70s. My very first concert, in fact, was an Elton John concert. And between 1970 and 75, he released 10 albums and was so popular that they're actually making a documentary about just that five-year period. Recently, USA Today ran this article in which they ranked the top 25 Elton songs, and it's a pretty good list, but definitely emphasizes his bigger hits, many of which were released after he was already, you know, a really big star. I tend to like to play some of the earlier stuff for people who only know the hits and don't really know his roots sound, and they're usually pretty surprised at his earlier sound. As he winds down his career, I'm sure we're going to be playing a lot more Elton, but for now, let's hear this one. This is one of my favorites. It's from Tumbleweed Connection, his 1970 album, Elton John on Rock of Ages.
My lady, now Marina's in a coffee, riding in the debris, living like a lusty plow, running through the grass for hours, rolling through the hay, whoa, like a puppet child. Each other. I can see you sitting eating apples in the evening, the fruit juice flowing slowly, slowly, slowly down the fronts of your body, living like a lusty fly, running through the grass for hours. To burst upon each other. Oh, oh, if only I could nestle in the cradle of your cabin, my arms around your shoulder. Oh, the windows wide and open, while the swallow and the sycamore, oh, are playing in the valley. Oh, I miss ya. Each other. Each other. Whoa. been thinking, ooh, how much I miss my lady, our arenas, and I can't feel, ooh, riding in the daybreak, living like a lusty flower, running through the grass for hours, rolling through the hay, ooh, like a puppy child.
Those are the Smashing Pumpkins, of course, the song Tonight, Tonight. And we heard Elton John with Amarina from 1970's Tumbleweed Connection album. It was a busy week in music last week, and we've got some music news to share right after this.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
In music news, publisher Simon & Schuster is issuing refunds for the $600 hand-signed edition of Bob Dylan's new book, The Philosophy of Modern Song, after it turned out Dylan's autograph was a penned replica, a fake. They announced the news on Instagram, writing, "To those who purchased the Philosophy of Modern Song limited edition, we want to apologize. As it turns out, the limited edition books do contain Bob's original signature, but in a penned replica form. We are addressing this immediately by providing each purchaser with an immediate refund." The refunds follow a social media uproar as readers began to compare signatures. While there were some variations in the signatures, Variety magazine noted, it appeared that the books were actually signed not by hand, but by an auto pen machine that can accurately recreate someone's signature. Last week, Dylan admitted he employed an auto pen after he said a, quote, bad case of vertigo and COVID protocols, which left him unable to personally autograph the limited edition run. Over the weekend, Irene Cara, the Oscar-winning star of Fame and also the singer of Flashdance, What a Feeling, died at her home in Florida. Her publicist announced on Twitter. Her cause of death is currently unknown. She was big in the 80s. She was 63. And finally, Marcus Mumford released his first solo album in September, and last week he talked about the likelihood of Mumford & Sons reuniting soon to work on new material. It's been 4 years since the last Mumford & Sons album. It was called Delta in 2018, but he made it sound like the group hasn't been on any kind of hiatus. He said the next thing really is to get in the room with the boys in the band and start playing each other's songs that we've written. I've got a bunch, and we are kind of ready to go, and then we'll make a record and tour and get to do what we love. Let's hear from Marcus Mumford's solo album. It was called Self-Titled. It was out in September. This is Grace on Rock of Ages.
Well, how should we proceed without
still trying, still getting used to this place. And I don't know if I'm ever gonna get.
Rolling Stones, It's Only Rock and Roll. And we heard Marcus Mumford. His solo album called Self-Titled came out in September. The name of that song was Grace on Rock of Ages. It is the Monday morning after Thanksgiving break. Understandable if you're dragging a little bit this morning, and I'm glad you're waking up with the show. And remember, if you are in the Boston area, you can always listen to us on the radio, Rock of Ages, and all the shows here on WMFO at 91.5 FM. And if you are out of the area or you just can't be here during the time slot that you like, you can listen through the web at WMFO.org. We stream live, and also you can hear us on demand. Let's do our one-hit wonder now. Our one-hit wonder today is Michael Stanley Band. Michael Stanley is an American singer, songwriter, and musician from Cleveland, who enjoyed great success throughout the Midwest in the 70s and the 80s. After a few solo albums in the early 70s, he formed the Michael Stanley Band in 1974. By 1981, the band included seven members, and they were regularly selling out 20,000-seat venues in Cleveland. In 1981, they released their album Heartland, which contained this song, which was a top 40 and album rock radio hit. The Michael Stanley Band dissolved in 1987, and he went on to be an actor and TV and radio host. From 1990 to shortly before his death in 2021, he was the afternoon DJ at Cleveland's classic rock radio station. This week's one-hit wonder is He Can't Love You by the Michael Stanley Band on Rock of Ages. Say Not the usual rockin' sound that we're used to from the Foo Fighters. Kind of a 60s pop sound there. But a great song, Big Me, from the Foo Fighters. And we heard the Michael Stanley Band, He Can't Love You, which was our one-hit wonder this week on Rock of Ages here on WMFO. Well, it's a big week in music history, and also some birthdays celebrated this week that I'm going to share with you. This week, Tina Turner will be 83 years old. Also, Jimi Hendrix was born this week in 1942. He would have been 80, if you can imagine that. Also this week, Randy Newman is 79. Bette Midler will be 77. Paul Schaefer from Saturday Night Live and the David Letterman Show is 73. Barry Goudreau of Boston, born right here in Boston, Massachusetts, 71 years ago. And Billy Idol will be 67 this week. In music history, this week in 1965, after cleaning a church in Stockbridge, where they had Thanksgiving dinner the day before, Arlo Guthrie and a friend clean up the place, but toss the trash down a hill when they can't find an open dump. They are arrested, fined $25 each, and forced to pick up the garbage. When they return to the church, Guthrie writes Alice's Restaurant. This week in 1970, George Harrison releases All Things Must Pass, his first solo album since the breakup of the Beatles. The first single, My Sweet Lord, becomes the first ex-Beatle solo number one in both the UK and in the United States. This week in 2006, GQ magazine names Kid Rock and Pam Anderson newlyweds of the year, but sadly, by the time the issue hits the newsstands, the couple gets divorced. This week, just last year, 2021, Taylor Swift's extended version of All Too Well, with a running time of 10 minutes and 13 seconds, hits number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, becoming the longest song ever to top the chart. Don McLean held the record since 1972, when American Pie, which ran at 8 minutes and 36 seconds, went to the top. And finally, this week in 2016, the Kensington Prince Edward Island Police Department makes a Facebook post threatening drunk drivers with Nickelback. On top of a hefty fine, a criminal charge, and a year's driving suspension, we will also provide you with a bonus gift of playing the office's copy of Nickelback in the cruiser on the way to jail. It reads, the constable who posted it later apologizes. Nickelback does not get a lot of love, but in fact, some of their music is not bad, and in fact, their very first song really does rock. So, what the heck, just for fun, let's play some Nickelback here. Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Never made it as a wise man, I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man, I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me.
Yeah. Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
Well, that's it for today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. My name is Ron LaRussa. Please join me again next week and every Monday morning for Rock of Ages here on WMFO. Until we meet again, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Hello, everybody. Live in the WMFO studios this morning from Medford, New York. Medford, Massachusetts. Back in Massachusetts today.
I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO.
You are listening to the Spencer Walsh Show here at